KVADXQ town. KVADXQ clear.
KEAFJW monitoring.
SVJ monitoring.
KC8 VSU.
AB9NN mobile monitoring.
AB9NN, KV8 SVJ. Good morning, John.
Hey, good morning, Bob. How are you doing on this snowy morning?
Well, I'm hibernating. I haven't been outside yet. I gotta go out and unload my truck a little bit. Just to work on a repeater yesterday. Change out the repeater itself, added the all-star stuff. And so you should hear some changes on it. For one thing, the station ID is voice to CW now. And you might hear some other traffic because it's hooked up to the all-star link right now. See how it goes. If there's, you know, yays, nays, and how you know, if you want to hear other stations come in or what, we can change at any time. But there are some changes, and one thing, downtown Traverse City, two guys reported they could hit this repeater under HTs where they could never do that before. And that's not going through the lake, that's just direct to the 3-4 repeater. Oh man, I didn't really put up. Time out on it, but anyway, I think it's going to be a lot better performance. Let me know what you think after a couple of days or something. KBA-SVJ.
Okay, sounds like some really good progress. Looking forward to using the new capabilities, and I'll keep an eye on it. It's sounding very good this morning. a lot of times the repeater had been marginal at my home QTH. I have changed out, replaced the antenna on my car with the same antenna, but the old one had been back there for 15 years, so swapped that out and seemed to make a pretty good difference. Just heading out to get the mail, I saw the sun came out and it stopped snowing, so I thought, oh, I'm going to make a beeline and get the mail and get the grocery shopping done and see if I can get back in before the next snow squalls hit.
Yeah, after we got out of the repeater and everything, come back to the house and hung out for a little bit. Then my wife and I went to Traverse to watch the movie. And we come back and it was I mean, the snow was really deep. Roads were not very good shape for Travers. By the time we got to Interlochen, it kind of quit snowing and got to Carlin, and there was, like, no snow on the roads at all. I have been, I don't know what it is right now, but in Travers at 8 o'clock last night, 7, 8 o'clock last night, it was not good. And it's first snow of the season, everybody's got to relearn how to drive.
Roger, yeah, traffic on 31 was going about 25 miles an hour coming out of Travers yesterday up to about Interlochen, and then it opened up, and after we got past Lake Ann, then the snow squalls backed off, and the roads were clear after that. But, yeah, James into Traverse City today to do cookie decorating at church. They sell about $24,000 worth of cookies out of that church basement, and they've been, a group of about 20 ladies have been cooking up a storm for several weeks, two days a week. So anyway, that's what's going on here. Not much else to report, and I'm just pulling up at the post office, so I'm probably going to let you go. So thanks for the ride-along. Have a great day. Good to hear the progress on the repeater. AB9 and then mobile will be clearing your final. Have a great day. Stay safe in the snow.
Okay, John. Yeah, you be safe out there, too. Have a good day. KPA-SDJ.
EMH, mobile. Any TNA EMH mobile 26. Any EMH mobile.
KF8 DNF. And then mobile monitoring. Station calling, you're not quite making the repeater. I hear ka-chunk, but that's about it. I can hear somebody trying to make a call, but you're too distant. AB9 and then mobile.
KC8VSU.
KF8ENF.
And ATMH mobile.
KF8ENF. Good afternoon, Drake.
Hey, Bentley, how are things?
Good. Just trying to get everything back under control. You know how it is when you're gone for a while.
I understand that. Just got off of work, headed back home. Got to pack up a bunch of stuff, and then I'm headed to Livonia tomorrow morning.
Hey, did I hear that you did some work on the system up here recently?
Not up that way. We added a machine to the system over in Benton County.
Whereabouts?
Thompsonville area, you know, where Crystal Mountain is. It's right there.
Cool. Is it tied in with the other repeaters all the way up this way?
Oh, yeah.
Well, very cool, man. That's great. Kind of expanding the footprint a little bit, eh?
Yeah, that's for sure. And it seems to have a pretty, a really good footprint. It's pretty far away from me, and I'm able to raise that machine with a portable from my apartment.
Wow, that's pretty impressive. Must have some elevation there. Is it up on top of the ski hill or something?
It sure is. Yeah, it's got a really good footprint. There's a guy up in Northport. That's about, as the crow flies, about 45 miles, and he's able to get into it as if he's, you know, sitting right underneath the thing.
Wow, that's really cool, man. Thanks for all the work you're doing on this stuff for us.
Oh, it's part of the fun, so that's why we keep doing it. So. Anyway, how much snow do you guys have up there? It was pure chaos yesterday and this morning.
What the official amount was, but I was driving back from out west last night and, or I'm sorry, Saturday night and Sunday morning. I got back to the Harbor Springs area about 11 o'clock. And my wife was telling me, oh, yeah, forecast is we're supposed to get a dusting to an inch. And I'm thinking we had somewhere between 4 and 6 by the time I got home.
Yeah, that's kind of what they said for down here. And the Beamer still doesn't have snow tires on it because it hasn't shipped here yet, the one replacement snow tire. So I can't put them all on yet. And I'll tell you what, I highly, super do not recommend driving in snow with Michelin Pilot Sport 4Ss. That was probably the most terrifying drive I have ever done in my entire life.
Yeah, well, some of us grew up in the days before we had all-wheel drive or even, you know, four-wheel drive, unless you had a big, giant truck back in the day. So, you know, my first car was a Mustang. It had rear-wheel drive only, manual transmission, and I was always too poor to afford any decent tires. So the ones I had were always bald, and none of them were ever snows. So I think I know what you dealt with there.
Yeah, you know your tires are bad when you've got all-wheel drive, all four wheels are spinning, and you're going up a hill and almost going backwards.
Well, that's just an opportunity for you to exercise your mad driving skills.
And I am very glad it's all-wheel drive. If that was rear-wheel drive and I had those tires on there, I would not have been going anywhere. I probably would have had to get a towed. But, yeah. At least I got it home, and all this stuff's supposed to melt by the end of the week, so I should be okay to get the snows on before the real thing.
And that's awesome. Amazing how many people, particularly the further south you get, have no concept about the value of snow tires and what they can actually do for you. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, it's also amazing how many people just don't get snow tires. Like, if you can afford the snow tires, do it. Or a nice set of all seasons if you got all-wheel drive. Probably the best snow all-season tire you can get is the Michelin Cross Climate 2. They look like purpose-built snow tires, but they're not. they're all seasons. And they're up there with purpose-built snow tires in terms of performance in the winter. And their performance in the rain is fantastic. Just don't expect to go around corners decently with them. Can I lose ya?
I need DMH mole.
DMH, Drake, you still out there, or are you off?
Oh, I'm just about to pull in. Where'd you go? Hey, DMH, mobile.
K-A-W-K test.
I hear you out there, Ford, K-A-W-K.
Yeah, thanks for coming. Appreciate it.
Good evening, everybody. It is time for Travis Bay Amateur Radio Emergency Communications, Oxcom Net. This is KAGTC Net Control. Control operator for Net is Glenn, KSG. This net meets every Monday and precedes the Cherryland Amateur Radio Club MeshNet using the 146.86 repeater in Traverse City. Authorization for use of this repeater is provided by the Cherryland Amateur Radio Club. This is a directed net. The purpose is now to make announcements of amateur radio emergency service activities in our area. We'll also pass messages to other amateur radio stations and to alert those listening for any emergency or weather bulletins. If during emergency this repeater is not in operation, please go to the 444.35 Munson repeater. This repeater is not working. Please go to 146.58 Simplex for net operations. At this time, net control standby for any stations with emergency or priority traffic. No stations heard. At this time, net control standby for check-ins. When checking in, please transmit your first name followed by your call sign. After last call sign is heard, net control will confirm that you are checked in. Those stations wishing to check in, please call now.
K-A-W-E-D, Whiskey Papa Echo.
Drake, an 8 range.
Mark, K-C-H-Z-A-P.
Brad, November 8, Juliet X-ray, Quebec.
Tony, Kilo Echo 8-0, Bravo Zulu.
Christopher, Kilo Foxtrot 8, Delta Mike Kilo.
All right, we had a bunch of doubles there. I think Dave was in there. I think he won one of the doubling KWPE, I've got Drake NADMH, we've got Mark KC8ZAP, Brad N8JXQ, Tony KE8SBZ, Christopher KF8DMK. Please check in again for those that got doubled.
NAWK Ward.
KZ8SBJ.
We've got Ward, NAWK, I've got Bob, KB at SVJ, and it sounds like there's another double in there.
Kevin, Kilo, Foxtrot 8, Alpha, Golf, Yankee.
Kevin, AGY, I got you in there. Anybody else?
Kilo, 8, Bravo, Charlie, Mike.
I just got Charlie, Mike. Station, could you re-identify, please?
Absolutely. Kilo, 8, Bravo, Charlie, Mike, QFL.
KF, oh, jeez, I can't read my whole name. One more time, please.
Not a problem. K8BCM. Kilo 8, Bravo, Charlie Mike. K8BCM.
All right, sorry about that. I finally got it. It's a long day. All right, let's go to the top of the list with Dave. Dave, K8WP. Dave, give me a location if you got any messages to pass.
This is K8WPE, Dave, on the west side of Silver Lake, and I have no traffic to pass tonight.
Drake, any DMH? Drake, a location, any messages to pass?
Drake, any DMH? Location is Hammond and 5 Mile. No traffic.
Mark, KC8DAP. Mark, a location, any messages to pass?
The third mark, KC8DAP. Location is 6 miles south of Chum's Corner, off of M37, and no traffic back to Mexico.
Brad, NHXQ. Brad, your location, any messages to pass?
This is NHXQ, east side of Traverse City, no traffic.
Tony, KE8SBZ. Tony, your location, any messages?
Tony, KE8SBZ. Location, Runny Lake. Only message to pass is it looks like the west side got more snow than southeast side of town where I'm located. I drove over toward you, Glenn, today, and holy smokes, you got a dump over there. Anyway, back to that.
And let's go to Christopher, KF8DMK. Christopher, your location, any messages to pass?
This is Christopher, KF8DMK. I'm located 3.5 miles south of Buckley. No traffic. Back to your net control.
Ward, NAWK. Location, any messages?
Ward, NAWK. And I don't believe I've ever passed on any emergency traffic ever in my entire life. And the same story is true tonight.
Well, let's keep it that way, Ward. Let's go to Bob, KB8SVJ. Bob, your location, any messages to pass?
This is KB8SVJ, located in Essen City, Benzie County, no traffic.
Kevin, KF8AGY. Kevin, your location, any messages to pass?
This is Kevin, Kilo Foxtrot 8, Alpha, Golf, Yankee, at the west edge of Spider Lake, no traffic.
All right, I definitely got this call sign correct. K8BCM, your location, any messages to pass?
Location here is Manton, just north of Cadillac, and no traffic.
All right, everybody, I want to announce an amazing accomplishment over this weekend. Bob and Drake installed a brand new shiny linked repeater at Crystal Mountain. We're going to be passing more details on that. This will be essential should we have severe warning, because quite frankly, generally, Benzie gets hit before we do, but this weekend was the opposite. I hope you guys took pictures because you did it in the snow, and gosh, I wonder what the weather was like. But anyway, congratulations on that. Stand by for some digital traffic. It's kind of a brief recap of what I just said. If you have your tablets ready, this one's going to be 31 seconds. This is KGTC. Messages as follows. KGTC, end of traffic. If you receive this message, please check in.
AGMH, full copy.
WPE, 100%. Copy.
KB8SCJ, full copy.
KF8AGY, full copy.
KC8VAT, full copy.
KBCM, full copy.
88SPZ, full copy.
KF8, DMK. I'm your only negative copy tonight.
My NAWK, no. I couldn't get my computer on fast enough.
All right, well, still, I've got 7 positives there. That's very darn impressive. All right, everybody, thank you so much for checking in. Boy, I have a feeling it's going to be a weird winter, so who knows? Might be sending some of this information to the Weather Service. Who knows? All right, everybody, I'm going to turn over this to the Chairman of Amateur Radio Club. This is KGTC. Take it away, Carolyn.
Great. KWPE with a message or an announcement.
Go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, I found out again why I did not receive the message last week. When I turn on the program to receive the message, it sits there printing out all sorts of crap. And so I raised the squelch level just one notch to get rid of that, but also it made it so insensitive that it could not copy your message. Today I let it sit there and fill up the screen with a lot of hoopla that was meaningless, and when you sent your message, it broke through and presented it correctly, so squelch level does have more meaning than I thought on this KAWP.
That is correct. This is pretty robust, so it can hear a lot of information, even in the junk. So, yes, keep your squelch low. All right, thanks for letting me know that, Dave. All right, I'm going to give it back to the Chairland Club. KGTC.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Monday Evening Amateur Social Hour Net. The MeshNet and the use of this repeater is authorized by the Chairland Amateur Radio Club. This is Kilo Delta 8 Whiskey Alpha Mike. My name is Caleb, and I'll be in that control station this evening using the club call sign, W8DCM. The purpose of this net is to connect and build our local ham community to make announcements of local amateur interest and have fun. All licensed amateurs are welcome to check into the MeshNet. All unlicensed listeners are encouraged to enjoy and get your license and join us here on the air. Speaking of getting your license, I hear 8 new tickets were forged at the library on last Saturday, and we have a Christmas party coming up first Tuesday of December at Glenn's office. Look for updates at cherrylandarc.com. Before we start the check-in process, I'll pause to listen for stations needing access to the repeater for emergency or priority traffic. Emergency or priority, please call now. None heard. The check-in process for this net is check-in one person at a time. I'll call for a check-in, acknowledge the station heard, and call for the next check-in. This procedure allows us to resolve doubles on the spot and not miss anyone. Thank you for your patience. We check in 3 groups, portables and short times, that includes mobiles, Echolink and general check-ins, Echolink and then general check-ins. To check-in, please keep your call sign distinctly and your first name. WATCM net control. First portable or short time check-in, please call now.
Word NAWK.
Whiskey, Victor 8, Whiskey, India, Victoria, Tom Cadillac.
All right, we got Ward and WIV on the list here. Next, portable or short time station. All right, we got a short list today. Before we get to the rest of everybody, we'll take the short time stations before they run out of time. NAWK Ward, go ahead.
Halo, good evening, and hello to the rest of the gang on the net this evening. This is NAWK, and I'm happy to report that I did not get all of the leaves up in my yard before it snowed. And the rule here is that once it snows, that's it. No further harvesting of leaves is necessary or permitted, so I'm feeling pretty good. Back to you, Caleb, NAWK.
Yeah, Roger that. Is that like a HOA rule, or is that a rule of convenience? Once it snows, you're just not touching it anymore.
It's an NAWK rule, and I'd be more than happy to share it with anyone that wants to.
I like that rule. I think I'll take part in that little program there. Hi. And WB8W WB8WIV. Sorry, I'm tripping over the W's. Tom and Cadillac, go ahead.
Okay, Caleb, and thanks for taking a minute tonight, WB8WYV. It was a cold one today. I think we've got, I don't know, about 27 degrees maybe. It might be even colder than that now. I haven't looked here lately, but we still have some snow. It's about maybe a quarter of an inch. But it never got very warm today. We didn't get above, I don't think, 29 degrees, to tell you the honest truth. Anyway. Had an interesting day, went to yoga, and then we walked for a half hour at the Y. The yoga was at the Y, too. Coming home, I saw something interesting. Let me drop it. Across from Baker College is a field. Now, it's a highway there. It's pretty well traveled. And we were on it coming home, and I looked out in the field and I saw this tiny kitten, and it was running towards the highway. So I said something to Carol. She didn't see it, but I did. So she turned the car around and we went back, and sure enough, that kitten was going to try to cross that busy highway. Luckily, it almost got hit, almost. The guy behind stopped. And I crossed and called the kitten, and it came to me. So it was I would guess, an outside cat, but had contact with humans. So we took him home, and it's a male. Took it down to Stony Corners Veterinarian place, and it's about 8 weeks old, and was suffering from a cold. Got some antibiotics. It had a temperature, and of course it had fleas and bees, even worm stuff and all that. But that's what we picked up. So I added to the zoo. We've already got two cats and two dogs, but we're gonna try to find it a home. But if not, then we'll keep him. And that's Tinsel. My wife said, let's call him Tinsel. So there you have it. So we've got a tiny kitten here in our place again. Anyway, that was the excitement. When we got home, I took an hour's worth of nap before we went to the event. Anyway, everybody have a good evening. Take care. And we'll try to be in here next Monday. Back to you, Caleb. WBHWYB. I'll be clear. Good evening.
Yeah, well, that's quite a day. Nothing like picking up a kitten on the side of the road. I think I would have named him Turkey for trying to cross that road, but this was a pretty good name, too. I haven't had a cat in a minute. I had a cat briefly after moving out of my parents' house, picked up a stray, and wasn't as good as my cats growing up. Kind of got disillusioned with the whole cat thing. Good luck with that. All righty, well, that's it for our short time list here. We'll pick up the rest of the crowd. Starting with Echolink stations, we'll call for station using Echolink or All-Star. Remember, we might have a key down delay of up to 10 seconds for Echolink responses. Echolink or All-Star station, please call now.
November 8, Echo X-Ray, Jeff.
N-A-E-X, Jeff, glad to have you here. Next, Echolink or All-Star station. All right, and we'll take general check-ins, so standing by now for all check-ins.
K8WPE, Dave. Drake. NEDMH. Portable.
Brian,
come back with your call again.
Yeah, roger that. Kilo 8, Bravo, Charlie Mike.
K8BPH on the list, right after Dave, K8WPA, WPE, and NADMH. Next check-in.
Mark, K8VAT.
Brad, November 8, Juliet, X-Ray, Quebec.
Check-in.
Kevin, Kilo, Foxtrot, 8, Alpha, Golf, Yankee.
KF8AUY on the list, next check-in.
Kilo Delta 8 November Hotel, Nicholas.
Oh. Nick, KD8NH on the list, and the other station, go ahead.
Christopher, so Foxtrot 8, Delta Mike Kilo.
KF8DMK, Christopher on the list. Next check-in.
Brad, November 8, Juliet X-ray, Quebec.
N8JXQ on the list. Next check-in.
Tony Kilo Echo 8, Sierra Bravo Zulu.
KE8FBU on the list. Next check-in.
Hey, that was KE8SBZ on, Tony.
Man, I had your call up on my phone 10 minutes ago, and I'm still getting you mixed up. FBZ, thank you for the correction. Next check-in. All right, was none heard. That's our first round up at the top of the list. We have NAEX. Jeff, are you still in, or do you make it out before the snowfall?
Well, good evening, Caleb. Hello, everyone. This is Jeff up in Seward, Alaska, where we got out of the clinic a little early. It's 4:23, but I do have to make one home visit. And it is 37 degrees, partly cloudy. We had a blizzard last week, but we got about a foot of snow. But, we got some powder around, mostly up the road, where it got heavier. Yeah, but we got all about covered now and that. And just wish all our veterans happy Veterans Day tomorrow, and thank you for your service. And also coming from a family of Great Lakes Mariners, the remembrance of the Evans Fitzgerald today, the 50th, and that, and to all those who traveled on the lakes and who kind of interesting histories. Talk about a great-great-grandfather another day and that, but wish well in remembrance there and that. And then we'll be heading actually to Detroit later in the week for a family wedding, but I will not be able to get up to Traverse City, so we might have to do another visit here and that. Things are good, and as the cold snap hit, we've been a little active on the fireside and that, but it's starting to cool down, and got new tires on the vehicle, so not sliding as much, which is nice. And my 160-meter loop, I've lost another anchor, so I'm going to have to do, now I'm dedicated, I've got to do some repairs. Half my ladder line or window line is laying on the ground and that, and other than that, things are good. So I hope everyone has a good week, and we will catch you later and be listening in, and ADX.
Thank you, Jeff. I work at home now and hardly check the date, so I appreciate the reminder that Edmund Fitzgerald today. I'll have to put the song on after that. And the reminder to change my tires. I planned to do that this weekend and ended up driving to UP to for my wife to attend my sister's birth. So, better than niece. All right, next on the list we have KAWPE. Dave, go ahead.
Well, good evening, Caleb and everyone else. Small group tonight, but all quality, I am sure. Spent the weekend in Indiana celebrating birthdays of two of my grandkids, and had a great time, good family gathering. And once again, I was not the oldest member there. One of the great-granddads showed up, so we had a good time shooting the breeze. And came home and found out that once again our furnace was not working, so the house was a little cold, but we were able to heat up with the gas fireplace and a couple of electric heaters and make Mama comfortable, and today the guy came and twiddled and got it working again, but there's another part he has to order, so doggone this cold weather. As much as I do enjoy seeing the snow, I don't like to feel the effects of it inside my dwelling. Anyway, hope to have a good group out tomorrow night and for project night, and then again, good breakfast crowd tomorrow morning at the JNS. You all come. So we will hopefully see you all then. This is K8WPE, and thank you, Caleb, for taking the net. W8 TCMKAWPE.
I definitely second that on cold and snow can stay outside, eh? You know, it was a little late getting my furnace started this year, but I was very happy that my house seems to be fairly well insulated. It stayed warm well on into the year. I don't think I turned the furnace on until middle of October. Yeah, almost the end of October. I'm a little surprised. Over to Drake, NAAMH.
Oh boy. Good evening, everybody. We're portable now. And, figured I'd bring you all with me to make mac and cheese. So, there's that. That's what I'm currently doing. And, and all that fancy stuff. Going to Livonia tomorrow. So, early morning drive tomorrow. Got to be there around 10 or 11 o'clock or so. So, leave around 6 in the morning. And I get to install cameras. Again, last week was cameras, this week is cameras. So, although not as many cameras. So, well, we got 4 cameras total and a 16 terabyte DVR to install, so, or NVR. And that shouldn't be too big of a deal. So, and by the end of that project, it'll be about the end of the week. So, I guess it's not too terrible. So, Caleb, you're doing a good job. And hope everybody has a great evening. Thank you, D-Mitch.
That is a lot of camera work, and now you forced me to Google what NVR is after the net. Thanks for that. Hi, guys. Drive down to Livonia. I hope your work van has good tires on it. Over to K8 Bravo Charlie Hotel, Brian.
Kilo 8 Bravo Charlie Mike here. Yeah, first time. I'm just hearing everybody talking about stuff, so here's some stuff that's happening. Yeah, I don't know. I like to shoot, so spend a good amount of time here shooting. Built a sweet shooting range in my yard. It's pretty epic. It's gigantic. It's a good giant horseshoe. Shoot 180 degrees. It's pretty awesome. I like to shoot USPSA competition pistol, and I won 3 out of 3 that I shot this year, so I was pretty proud of that. Didn't expect it, but yeah, Cadillac's got some decent competition, so I'm gonna keep shooting there. And blah blah blah. My daughter's pregnant, and my son sold out to the gypsies and whatever. I don't know. This is just the most random thing I've ever heard. So love you guys. Have a great night, KBCM. Back to you.
Well, now that sounds like my jam. I enjoy some shooting. I, unfortunately, don't have the ability to put a shooting range in my yard. At least not at this location. But that sounds wonderful. I do rifle, too, as well. So, not, I don't do any competition stuff. But I got a rifle. I got a pistol. I enjoy shooting those. So, I'd have to have a little more land than I can afford to put up a shooting range for that. And I've got your call corrected here. Thanks for that. Sorry for messing that up. Over to Mark, Kilo Charlie 8, Zulu Alpha Papa.
Well, good evening. Caleb, I just wanted to thank you for taking the next night. You're doing a great job. I have just a little adventure story. Yesterday, across the street from my house was a 40-acre field, which is usually done up in hay every year. And yesterday morning, there was a deer out there just wandering around, sniffing the ground and going to other places and sniffing the ground. He did that for about like maybe 10 minutes or something like that. So I think this particular deer was on the hunt for a female. Anyway, that was the excitement for the day. And with that, I'll turn it back to Net Control. This is KCAZAP.
Now, that'd be nice to see. All right. Surprisingly, don't see deer at my place, despite living kind of in the middle of the woods. My grandma lives in the middle of the woods, and she had deer in her yard all the time, and we don't. think it's because our neighbors have dogs that aren't fenced in. Well, the dogs, though. KF8AGY. Kevin, you're up next.
Yeah, hey, Caleb. This is KF8AGY, and good evening to everybody on the net. Caleb, thanks for taking the net tonight. You're doing a wonderful job. Not much going on here. I'm in the process of writing the November Ham Shack article for the Cherry Juice, and so I've kind of got my time occupied right now. Pretty much morning tonight, and it's going to be an exciting enjoy it. And at this point, Caleb, WATCM, this is KF8AGY. I'll give it back to you, net control.
Roger that. Look forward to reading your article. We'll watch for it in the next issue of Cherry Juice, which I don't think I've got the last issue yet. We'll do that after that, too. KF8, Nick, you're up.
All right, yes, this is Kilo Delta 8, November Hotel, Nicholas here. It's been a minute since I've been in the shack. I wanted to say real quick, Cadillac Tom, an awesome saving on that kit. That was a good story to hear. Welcome home, Tinsel. Let's see here. And then I think his name was Brian, who was talking before that, shooting range in the yard. Very cool. I grew up on a farm, had a little bit of a shooting range on it. So I enjoy the sport of that. It's very accuracy-driven. Congratulations on the coming grandchild also to you. Some of them new hams that I hear at 8 tickets. That's awesome. New hams to the community. Some of them might be listening. One of them is my good friend Mike. I wanted to say hi to him over the radio. So congratulations, Mike, on the air. And let's see here. Thanks, Caleb, for taking the net always. In my amateur radio hobby right now, I am inspired to build an 80-meter loop. Hopefully one of those ones that kind of goes around the gutters of the house. I've seen just simple builds like that. Yet to be able to get on 80 meters, it'd be nice to have that ability in the shack. So maybe put something up like that. Winter field day, always something that comes into my mind when the first snow of the year hits the ground. That's only in a few weeks. I know it's not, you know, it might not seem that much away, but if anybody's preparing on that with the hobby, I know I am. This is a great time to prepare. Other things I got to do, let's see, I got to put snow tires on my wife's car. This is a chore that I haven't been looking forward to, but I need to do it. At least I have the garage and the tools to do so. Anyway, it's always good hearing the stories on the net, connecting with the hams every time I can get on the air. I listen a lot, and it's good to hear all the activity in the community. 73 Stahl, KD8NH, back to you.
Roger that, Nick. I have heard good things about 80-meter loops. I hear that those loops are interference-resistant. And I have really enjoyed using 80 meters. I've had a Carolina Wyndham, which I hope to get up this weekend. We'll see. But I couldn't get it up as high as I'd like, but it ended up working as a NVIS antenna on 80 meters, I think. And I could reach the state of Michigan pretty solidly pretty much any time of day. It was pretty nice. I'm a big fan of 80. I like to do 80 digital. As far as shooting, and now I'm curious apparently we have a couple shooters here, what everyone's longest shot is. I'm no slouch, but nothing impressive either. I think I did 250 yards on a 70% steel plate. Over to KF8DMK. Chris, you're up next.
Good evening. This is CRISPR, KF8DMK. Hey, it's good to hear from KBCM this evening. I've chatted with him a couple times on the radio about shooting, so it's good to hear him on the air tonight. As far as longest shot, my longest shot was out in Wyoming at a range. I hit a steel plate at 600 meters with iron sights on it. AR was 20-inch barrel. So anyhow, that was the longest shot I've done. We don't really end up shooting that far hunting in this area, but anyhow, that was a lot of fun. Right now, I am
working on figuring out how I'm going to tidy up my cables and everything in a radio box for the homeschool group. The security over there has got 6 radios in a box, and I'm working on getting everything figured out, how to make the box user-friendly for them. So that's what I'm up to. Back to you. This is CRISPR. Kilo Foxtrot 8, Delta Mike Kilo.
And see, now that's an impressive shot. 600 yards with iron sights, that's really cool. My dad had a 357 lever gun that you could put rounds down with those iron sights. It only ever had 100 yards, but, man, it was easy. Loved that gun. I think my brother's got it now. And, you know, I should have thought of this at the beginning, isn't it? I would love to hear if anyone in the area is using packet radio on VHF, and if so, where I should go to find packet activity. And over we go to November 8th, Julian X-Ray Quebec. Brad.
Good evening, Caleb and Ned. This is November 8th, Julian X-Ray Quebec. Brad, and not a lot going around this shack this week, but I might add that I'm a terrible shot. I'm a terrible, terrible shot. In fact, I was typically qualified when I was in the Army by only 1 point above the minimum required. It's the reason that the Army gave me a rifle with a 3-round magazine, because I was just bad. I never got it better. You know, we'd go out and qualify every 6 months or so, but I just never got good at that. Speaking of which, I'll be celebrating Veterans Day tomorrow with the gang over at JNS Hamburgers for Breakfast. And I might also add that on Wednesday I will have completed 66 trips around the sun. So back to you, Caleb. This is number 8, Juliet, X-Ray Quebec.
Well, a very happy 66 to you, Brad. And if you can't shoot the dot, shoot a lot. Accuracy by volume, I guess they call it. Over there, KE8SBZ. Tony, you're next.
Hello, this is Tony, KE8SBZ. It is great to hear everybody on the net and a variety of stories. Wish I had something good to put out there. I'm going to have to try to make breakfast tomorrow morning and get a clarification on that 66 trips around the sun. That's interesting. Thank you. Thanks to Brad. Last week, Tuesday, he brought me a patch from the Jamboree. And I will cherish that. That was, the 18th of this last month. And time is flying, so. I can't say that I'm quite looking forward to the holidays, I guess, in maybe one sense. But I went into the doctor's office today just for a regular checkup, and I thank them profusely for not playing Christmas music yet. And can you imagine being an employee that works in those places? Anyway, with that, Caleb, I'm going to send it back to you. Everybody, good evening. KE8SBZ.
Yeah, roger that on that Christmas music. It gets a little crazy when they start playing it in November. Got to give Thanksgiving its due, eh? Plus, we really don't have a month and a half's worth of Christmas music repertoire that they play on the radio. Worked in a hardware store, and just 1 month is plenty enough. All right, with that, we've reached the list, and it's time for round two. This is WATCM, and I'll listen for any additional check-ins and rechecks if you're interested. If you've not yet checked in the Monday evening social hour net, please check in now.
N8MJL Mobile.
N8MJL, Mike Juliet Lima, correct?
Correct. Someone else was checking in when you came on.
Roger that. N8MJL on the list, and the other station call now.
KE8ZOY, Amity.
KE8ZOY, Amity got you on the list. Sorry for stepping me there. Next check-in.
KE8ZOY, I'll do a recheck at the end.
All right, we got Tony going around again. Anyone else for round two?
Okay, BCM here. Still here.
Hey, he stuck around for the whole thing. KBCM. Ryan. And next check-in. All right, back up to N8NJL. Go ahead. And I didn't get your name.
N8NJL. Name here is Michael. Yeah, I just heard you guys chatting away. I just got out of a board meeting, heading home. Up here, close to Mackinac City right now. So, traveling from Sheboygan westward. So I figured I'd just pop in real quick, say hi to everybody, and have a great night. So I'll send it back to Net Control. N8MJL, mobile.
Roger that, Mike. Thanks for stopping in. All the way from Mackinac City. K8ZOI, Amity, you're next.
Hi, this is Amity, K-E-8-Z-O-Y. I just turned on the radio, so I don't know what the topic is tonight. We took our cushions off the deck last Thursday, and we're putting them in bags where you suck the air out of them so that they stay nice through the winter, and also hopefully keep the mice out. We're throwing dryer sheets in and soap. All the things they recommend to keep them protected.
Boy, good luck with that. Those mice are relentless. The other one I've heard is peppermint oil, but I don't know. The mice do what they want to do. Next over, I didn't actually set a discussion topic for the net, but it ended up being shooting with KCA BCM's check-in. All right, over to KCA SBZ Tony with a recheck.
Thanks, Caleb. Just a note, we're thinking about next year's MeshNet schedule, so if anybody out there would like to at least consider or get their name put in a hat for a Monday night social hour net thing, let one of us let me know, or somebody at chairlandarc.com. Just send out a note or pass the word on however you can. Thanks. I'll pass it back to Net Control, KE8SBZ.
Roger that, Tony. Never yet has there been too many NCOs. KEBCM, Brian, go ahead.
Oh, sorry, I was 6 steps away there. Yeah, all good here. I didn't mean to hijack the whole thing with shooting, but, man, it is fun. Spent a lot of time here shooting. Man, I love to shoot, but the first time I was doing it in my own yard. So I had some friends that had a skid steer and built a range, man. It's a good 10-foot wall, you know, 180 degrees we can shoot, so... We set up pretty wild stuff. I don't know if y'all have ever shot USPSA, but even the older gentlemen, man, a bunch of those guys at these matches, and they're just having the time of their life. They're not trying to win. They're just there to have fun, and, man, you should check it out. It is too much fun back in that control.
Yeah, I made a note of it here. I'd like to look into that. I don't know precisely what... I assume it's a shooting association. I've never shot that, but the range up in Chippewa County when I was a kid had a range day. What do they call it? Youth range day or family range day? I can't remember. And all their club members with the biggest collection would bring loads and loads of guns, and the Cowboy Shoot Association would show up. And you could try out Cowboy Shoot, three-gun shoot, which was a ton of fun. That was my first introduction to timed shooting. It was an absolute blast. Plus, I have a thing for revolvers and lever guns. Alrighty, well, that's the bottom of the list, so last call for the MeshNet. Comments, questions, inquiries, or announcements, please call W8TCM now.
Kilo Echo 8, Alpha Lima November.
Good evening, Steve. I was just thinking about you. A fella in Net mentioned that he was going to put up an 80-meter loop. Got you on the list. Anyone else for a last call? All right, Steve. You get the last run. Go for it.
Yeah, roger that. Yeah, I'm just north of Cadillac here, heading back towards Kalkaska, so I'm getting a pretty good strong signal from the repeater down here. It's nice out here and starting to flurry a little bit on the way home. So that's not bad. And then a little bit of the personal shooting record for me was 1,300 meters with the 50 cal machine gun.
Wow, as impressive as that shoot distance is, I feel like the gun that you're shooting with is almost more impressive. I have never shot that. Only machine gun I ever shot was at the same field day, range day, and someone had a Uzi over there. I had to shoot that. That was interesting. Alrighty, well, I guess it's time to conclude the net. I'd like to thank everyone here for being here this evening, and I look forward to speaking with you all again next week, or on the SmashNet, 9 a.m. Sunday, 3.953 megahertz. This has been Caleb, Kilo Delta 8, Whiskey Alpha with Mike, operating this evening as Net Control Operator in the club, under the club call WATCM. This net will meet again next Monday here on this repeater, immediately following the T-Bars net. I'll now close the Monday evening social hour net and return the repeater to general amateur use. Thank you, everyone, and good evening to all.
Well, as I throw this out there, my my record was 1,056 yards, Lake City range, headshot. KBCM, I'll be clear.
Hey, was that the MTC range down there, Lake City MTC? K8 Alpha Lima November.
Yes, sir. Great range.
Yeah, when I discovered that range, it kind of freaked me out. A number of years ago when they had just opened, I was just driving down 66 Highway there, and I look up, and I'm like, there's a sniper team up there. What the hell? Didn't even know there was a range there because it was just opening up, and it kind of freaked me out.
Yeah, it was for me, it was many years ago. It was during, Bagheera was doing like an outing, you know, like an event, showing off their products and great rifles, but, you know, by all means. But I give the credit to the spotter. He gave me the wind, and I took him at his word and did my job with the trigger, and bam, right in the face. Over and over again. It was awesome. Yeah, I've done many events with them, CQB, two-man clearing, a couple carbine courses. Awesome spot.
Yeah, roger that. Sounds like a bit of fun. Yeah, I heard, I think somebody was talking to the USPSA shooting this summer. You know, I guess since ammo's a little bit available and affordable now, people are going back into that. Yeah, USPSA, what caliber is there?
Yeah, that was me. Yeah, it's mostly 9mm nowadays, 9mm, and 40 back in the day. So I used to shoot it about 10 years ago, and I shot limited, which was no optics or anything special. You know, you had 140mm mags, so 20-plus rounds. But you had iron sights, and that's what it is. But nowadays they got carry optics and limited optics, which is what I shoot now. Oh my gosh, red dots made it so much easier. Holy cow, I was doing pretty decent back with iron sights, but these guys don't know a thing about iron sights. So yeah, you get a red dot. This was the year, man. I got a red dot, and I went sky high on the, what did I have? I had a Canic, and then I bought a Staccato XL and a Holosun, I don't know, what do they call it, a 507 competition or whatever. My goodness, that is a game changer.
Yeah, right on. Sounds like a lot of fun. I was wondering, could you shoot, thinking about the cost of ammo and stuff, do they advise you to shoot 22 there?
Put it this way.
the classes I've shot with some people that started with 5.56, but they didn't have enough 5.56 to make it through, so they brought their 22 trainers out and made it through, you know, the, whatever, the class they paid for. But in USGSA, I don't think that's going to fly.
Yeah, Roger, I didn't think they'd allow that there, but, you know, trying to get more rounds in with less hours can be kind of helpful there, too. So I'm starting to lose a little bit of the signal here, so I'm going to back off. 73KE8ALN.
Yeah, Roger that. Well, it was a pleasure talking to you, man. 73, and yeah, shoot 'em up. USPSA is a lot of fun, regardless of what you do. Next year, I'm doing caliber carbine. I'm probably gonna get a Daniel Defense PCC and give her a rip. But anyway, you have a good night, man. 73KBCM. I'll be clear.
This is Christopher, Kilo Foxtrot 8, Delta Mike Kilo. Just a shout out to KBCM that he can hijack our meetings and talk about shooting anytime he wants. 73, everybody. Have a good night.
Well, thank you, Christopher. That means a lot to me. We'll be happy to chat with you right now. But if not, all good. KBCM.
Yeah, I got a few minutes. The kids are a little unpredictable this time of night. My 3-year-old in particular is getting a little on the fried side, so at any time he might start causing some interference over here. But yeah, it was good to hear you again.
Well, thanks, man. And I totally get that. I got kids myself. Man, this month will be 11 and 13, so boy and a girl.
Nice, yeah, my daughter is 12, and now I've got three boys, 9, 6, and 3-year-olds, so nice spacing.
Yeah, no doubt, man, almost sounds planned out. Been thinking about that for a minute, huh?
Actually, there was absolutely zero planning whatsoever. That's just the way things worked out.
Well, fair enough. And good luck. Yeah, mine were planned after marriage, which is super rare nowadays, but that's what it was. Now I'm divorced, but happily divorced. And considering moving on soon. But anyway, what are you into with guns, man? You like pistols? You like rifles? You like all of it? You like shoot stuff? You're just a great American? What's up?
Yeah, I'm into, I do more pistol shooting than anything, mainly because that's what I carry each and every day. And the other reason why I train with pistol most is because it's a lot more of a learning curve for me than shooting a rifle. Pretty much in Michigan, I've never shot, I've never shot a deer over 100 yards away, and so I'm extremely comfortable with a rifle at that range. In pistol, you can get outside your comfort zone as far as how far you're shooting pretty easily, so takes a lot more practice.
Well, holy crap, man. That is by far the wisest firearm friggin' whatever I've ever heard, dude. That is, you nailed it. Holy crap. I'm in the same boat. Yeah, if you can shoot a pistol, you can shoot anything. You can shoot a rifle. You can shoot a long-range rifle. Yeah, there's things to add to it. But that's just it. You're adding to it. I mean, the hardest thing to shoot is a pistol. So much harder than anything else. So that's where I started, too. I mean, I figured out the same thing. I've got one on me every day. I'm a civilian. I'm not in the Marine Corps. What am I likely to get in a gunfight with? There you go.
pretty simple. So that's why I started USPSA, and holy cow, I am so much darn better than I ever thought I could be. It's a game, you know, it's not tactics or whatever, but man, it's so much fun, and you just want to get better at it, so you get better at it. And that's how you come up with John Wick, because USPSA training right there. What's his name? Taryn Butler. Taryn Tactical. Yeah, he started all that. Well, he didn't start it, but he created John Wick, no doubt.
Yeah, I really need to get back into doing all the competition. I've just shot a little bit, shot at the, I think we've talked before about shooting a little bit at the Kingsley Club, and then got to shoot with my brother-in-law out in Wisconsin for my birthday. That was fun. I went to the range out there, but that's the extent of my competition. But I really, really enjoyed what I did. I can definitely see how to sharpen your skills. And, but the big thing is my timing, getting my first shot off, it can take me a while, which, you know, my one instructor, let's see, I'm trying to think how he words it. Let me drop the mic for a second. So, yeah, my buddy who's an instructor, he's like, he would rather have a slow draw and a fast brain than have someone that has a fast draw and a slow brain. So that gives me comfort, because I tend to, I definitely have the slow draw part down, so hopefully I have the fast brain.
Well, I don't know what a fast draw is to you. I guess it depends who you ask, but, you know, I started this year again. It's been 10 years since I was shooting competition. I have a 2-second draw, and I'm pushing, you know, I don't know, 1.25 to 1 second draw now, you know, under 2-second build drill, kind of dealio. High D-class shooter, just tickling A-class. That's the great thing about USPSA is the classifiers. You can set them up, you know. A pay-by-mile subscription, then, you know, to actually shoot USPSA, then you can jump in, you can see all the classifiers, you can get all the measurements for them and stuff. So I'll set them up at my home range, and got my son doing it too, and he's beating the adults that I shot against in previous, just putting a score against theirs. Pretty wild. But it's great. I mean, you got to have a goal. You got to have a goal to get better, and I'd love to be a grandmaster, but that's like, people that are grandmasters, people that quit everything and do that for a living. So I don't know about that, but if I got master class, I would be so happy. But I'm taking A class right now, and that's a class away from masters, so I don't know. I feel like I'm doing pretty good, but yeah, it's definitely slowed down. So it's hunting season. I don't want to piss off my neighbors, and season's over. So, but I have suppressors, so I'll be out there anyway. And I'm about to get a pistol caliber carbine, and Daniel Defense one, which is pretty sweet, and I'm gonna shoot that next year. So, oh man, because 223 is expensive. 9mm, dude, I'll get 147 grain suppressor, shoot that suppressed all day. Neighbors barely hear it. And, yeah, thousands and thousands of rounds, man. We'll set it. I think I shot 20,000 rounds this year, pistol.
Nice. Yeah, I wish that I could say I've shot that much, but I have not shot anywhere near that this year, or really in my life. So, that's impressive.
What kind of suppressor are you running?
So I have, this is my first year of having suppressors and short barrel rifles. I got two SBRs, two suppressors this year. I'm running, oh my gosh, what's it called? Fellows, flow through. So I got a 5.56 and I got a 30 cal because I got all my rifles are at BCM. That's where my call sign comes from, KBCM. But yeah, they're all 5.56, step ones, trainer blackout. You know, a couple of SBRs and they're fun, man. We have a lot of fun. My son loves them too. You can hold them up. Those signs are pretty heavy, but you know, there's no barrel restrictions or full auto restrictions, so you can have a short barrel full auto machine gun and just rip these things, so they'll survive, but they're heavy.
Alrighty, hey, it's been great chatting, but as I figured, the kids need me, so I'm gonna have to go, so I'll be clear on your final. Well, it was good chat. 73.
Hey, you too, man. 73. Try to get on the meds more. But have a good night, man. Take care of those kids.